This is Earth and Sky on pollution in the Arctic.
Todd O'Hara is a wildlife toxicologist at the Institute of Arctic Biology in Fairbanks. He studies how contaminants, PCBs, DDT, and other pesticides reach the Arctic and move through the food chain. O'Hara talked about what happens to a pesticide applied to a field in the lower 48 states.
That pesticide can then be into the atmosphere or run off in the freshwater, and then it takes two different paths. If it enters the atmosphere, it can then, what we call grasshopper jump, leap its way to the Arctic, where it's colder and its vapor state is less favorable, and so it's more likely to stay in liquid or the ocean.
From the ocean, pesticide residue works its way up the food chain, where it eventually reaches what O'Hara calls the Arctic's top predators, polar bears, foxes, and humans.
Clearly, the human presence we want to look at because of the public health concern, and that's something that is very important to emphasize, that we in the Arctic see wildlife health equals human health. They're very integrated. People depend very much on these animals for their culture and their nutrition, and so we don't try to separate those in our studies.
More about human sustainability at earthsky.org. Thanks today to NOAA, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. We're Block N Bird for Earth and Sky.